Tomorrow is Independence Day, and it's a chance for you to tick off a list, the most important things that you need to do to realize your financial independence. Tammy Flanagan has that list. She is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning and here to review the list with you. Tammy, it's good to talk to you as always. How'd you put this list together? Where's it from?
Hey, Francis. Good to talk to you, too. Well, actually, I've stolen it. I've stolen this list from the Office of Personnel Management. Every so often, they put out a retirement readiness tip, and it's really available to anyone, so hopefully we can get that up on the website and let people subscribe to it if they want to. But it's nice little tips that OPM puts out usually once a month on getting ready to retire and just thinking about making sure, you know, your financial house is in order besides just your benefits house.
So full credit to them then, and we do have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But let's go over each of these, and you can give us some more details that maybe OPM doesn't have here. The first one is to set a savings goal. I am amazed at the amount of people that I talk to about retirement and so on that don't have any idea. There's that one commercial for the one financial planning company where the people are walking around with the big cutout letter, and one of them says like a bazillion and stuff like that, where people just don't have any idea what they're shooting for.
They don't. They really don't. And I guess it's really hard to plan if you don't know what you're going to have when you retire. So I think one of the ways for someone to set a savings goal is to start to figure out what else they're going to have to count on. And it's pretty easy to compute or at least to get an estimate of what your Social Security benefit's going to look like because we have those statements now that are on socialsecurity.gov. And even your government retirement benefit, whether you're CSRS or FERS, it's pretty easy to compute the basic value of that benefit as well. And in many cases, federal employees can count on getting, especially under the FERS system, about 30% of their retirement income from the Social Security piece, maybe another 30% coming from the FERS retirement piece. So we're up to about 60% of our pre-retirement income. So if we're shooting for an 80% replacement, then we want another 20%, maybe 25% coming from our savings. And so now we have a place to set a goal. We can say, okay, well, how do we get there? And how much do we have to add to our savings now? And how long do we have left to work? So it's something to work with.
One of the great things about the internet, too, is there's about 50 kajillion different calculators that can help you figure all this stuff out and tell you exactly what to do to get, you know, if I estimate I'm going to live for this many years and I need this much a month and I'm drawing this percentage, all of that stuff is out there.
I always said if we only knew how long we were going to live, we'd know exactly how much we need. But, yeah, there's the one that's really geared to federal employees is the ballpark estimator, and there's a link to that on this list. And that's one that federal employees can start with to help them decide, you know, how much should I be setting aside? Am I doing enough right now to plan for the future?
All right, the second one is increase your TSP contributions or start making TSP contributions. And I guess the fact that there are folks out there that are thinking about retiring and haven't started contributing to a TSP account, if you have the opportunity to do it, I have to confess it still kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, there's still about 10-15% of the employees who do not contribute, and especially under the FERS system, that's pretty scary. So, yeah, if they're not doing it, there's plenty of good reasons to do it, you know, whether it's the tax savings or the matching government contributions or just the fact that you won't be able to afford to retire unless you have something to supplement your Social Security and your FERS benefit. Those two by themselves are just not enough.
And historically, even though the stock market is higher than it has been, you know, from the big dump in 2009, this is still a good time to get into the equities funds is what people are telling me because of how muddled things continue to be with the economy. So Thrift Savings Plan is kind of a no-brainer. Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. So the first two out of this list of four financial freedom opportunities, set a savings goal and increase or start TSP contributions. The third is use the Federal Reserve's credit card repayment calculator to get an estimate of how long it will take you to pay off your credit card balance. Again, I continue to be flummoxed by the amount of people that continue to carry around debt and go, well, I'll pay it off eventually, who aren't making a concerted effort to do it.
Yeah, I guess in today's economy, I do feel sorry for people who are out of work and truly, you know, can't seem to get a handle on their finances, but on the other hand, I think our generation, we need to learn how to live within our means. You know, spend only what we bring in and try not to overspend. And today it's just so easy with the plastic to do that. So I think it would cause nightmares to use that repayment calculator for some of us. but use it anyway. Be brave.
And I'll throw in a pitch here. I don't get any compensation for this recommendation, but I'm a huge fan of a guy named Dave Ramsey, who is a talk show host and has written a lot of books about getting out of debt and getting your finances in order. So if you Google him.
He has one called Financial Freedom, actually. So if you're really on this 4th of July freedom thing, read Ramsey's book on financial freedom.
Yeah, it's terrific, and that's what my wife and I have used to find a terrific degree of financial independence. The fourth on this list is get and review your free annual credit report. Now, a lot of people use the funky ones that wind up costing you money. They say they're free. Annualcreditreport.com is where you go, but we have a link to the Federal Trade Commission's free report site too, Tammy. Why is it important to pay attention to this?
Well, because anytime you're going to borrow money, whether it's to buy a car or buy a house, you want to have a good credit report because it can create the basis for the interest rate that you get charged. And people with good credit get a better rate of return, better rate of interest on the loans. So, yeah, you do want to keep – and the other thing for that is you want to make sure that it's correct. Because I know I've checked my credit report and I've found outstanding charges there that I didn't have, so I had to call and get those fixed. So you want to make sure that there's nothing there that's not true.
The whole idea of independence seems appropriate this time of year as we talk about Independence Day. By the way, one of my major pet peeves is the continual reference to tomorrow's holiday as the 4th of July. Since we don't celebrate, we don't give thanks for all we have on the third Thursday of November and all of that. But anyway, so I'm a big fan of referring to tomorrow as Independence Day and not just the 4th of July. But this topic is appropriate. Why do you think people struggle in many cases with the things that we're talking about today that seem like common sense measures, but a lot of people don't follow up on and actually execute?
Well, I think it's because we just have so many demands on our money today, and we have this, you know, immediate gratification where we want it now and we don't want to have to set it aside for the future. Because I've heard so many people say, I can't afford to save in the thrift. It's like, how can you afford not to when you think about the fact your retirement is really based on the fact that unless you don't want to work until you're 90, you've got to put some money aside, you know, if you want to have that freedom to live a nice lifestyle in retirement. You know, I just got back from Florida. And so I saw some of that Florida lifestyle of retirees who can enjoy themselves and have enough income to cover their expenses and not have to continue to work well into their 70s and 80s unless they want to.
I'm going to do the math off the top of my head, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, or somebody who's listening to this can tell me if I got the numbers out of whack. But you got to contribute 5% of your income to get the match from your agency, right?
You do.
Okay,
yeah,
so if you...
Yeah, because you get the 1% automatic, and then you get dollar for dollar on the first three, and then the last two of those five, you get 50 cents on the dollar. So 5 for 5 is correct.
Okay, so most folks who are in the, say, GS-11 salary range and up, if you're contributing only 5% of your account of your income to your thrift savings plan account, that's probably, I'm going to guess, wash out in your net to be about 7, 8, 9%. Of your net pay. That's what you'll notice less in your account if you're not currently contributing. Boy, if you can't figure out how to live on 91% of your income or 92% of your income and still be able to do what you need to do and think about being able to retire with dignity, maybe you really need to reorder your priorities, Tammy.
Well, you really hit it on the head. That's the key to financial freedom, is to really learn how to set that money aside and don't notice it missing and live on what you have left.
We're going to take this list, and we're going to post it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth from the Office of Personnel Management, and Tammy's comments will be available, of course, in the form of this conversation. A good month for the Thrift Savings Plan in the month of June for people who were already in there.
It sure was. I mean, it made up a lot of lost time for the losses that happened in May. So we had a really good month in the stock funds, you know, 7% increase on the I fund just for the month of June. And the C and the S weren't too far behind. So I hope you didn't take all your money out of the stock funds in May and move it to G, because you would have made up a lot of lost ground in June.
There's a lot of people that lose a lot of money by just moving it around too much. Have a great Independence Day, Tammy. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Francis.